So we have Shorosh Regolem, and all the Shorosh Regolem, and Shabbos as well, Mikroi Kodesh, are all Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. But each of the Shorosh Regolem is a Zeichel to a different stage and a different phase of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all of you that are looking at me with tremendous lachmonis, it's not as bad, it's not as bad as it looks, it's not as bad as it sounds. I'm fine, I just have a bad cough and I hope it'll go away very soon. Zchus HaRabim Ta'amod Li. So of all the Shorosh HaGolem and all the Mekroi Kodesh, Pesach is the Zecher Le'ikar Yetzias Mitzrayim. And many times I explain, it's brought in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Korvo El Nafshi Ge'olo. Every Jew has his own personal Yetzias Mitzrayim. And our neshama is in Golus, in our body. And a person needs to redeem his neshama from the tithes of Olam Hazeh, and to bring it closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is his personal Yetzias Mitzrayim, personal Geulo. And when we redeem our neshama from Olam Hazeh, from tithes, from Averis, that is our way to be Mekarev the Geulah Shelema. And that is the way the Baal Shem Tov explained concept, the pasuk Korvo El Nafshi Ge'olo. So the three stages of Yetzias Mitzrayim, starting with Pesach. Pesach we were redeemed. And at Pesach we saw the most amazing miracles in history. Seres HaMakkos, Kriyas Yam Suf. Kabbalas HaTorah Shavuos was the goal. Zerach Ois, Ki Betzeischem Mitzrayim Tav Denezur Kim Al Ahar Hazeh. And Sukkos is the journey between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalas HaTorah, between Kabbalas HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael, the Anani HaKovet that accompanied us on our journey on the way. And at Geulas HaNefesh, we find these same three points. Sur Mera, that is Pesach. Asei Toiv, that's Shavuos. And the Hachana, Avodas HaNefesh, the preparation that is required from every Ish Yisrael and Avodas Elokim, that's the journey, that is Sukkos. But what we need to remember more than anything else is Pesach, because the story of Geula started on Pesach. After hundreds of years in Golos, Kodesh Boruch Hu Lakachas goy mekerav goy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and that is when we became a people, and that is when we became a nation, and from Mitzrayim we traveled to Har Sinai, and that is when we were mekabel Torah Mesinai. So once a year we have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But every morning and every night we have a mitzvah of Schilas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And a Minchas Osher, especially in the new Haggadah, Baruch Hashem, we have a new Haggadah Shel Pesach, Minchas Osher. And to me, it's always a tremendous simcha when a new Sefer comes out. I think there are two people that to them, every new Minchas Osher is a gewaldige simcha. It's a simcha to many others, Baruch Hashem, to hundreds, to thousands that learn in my swarm. But to me and to Bayin Yisrael is a special simcha. Because whatever I do, he does, and I wouldn't be able to do what I do without him. And Shali v'shalachem, in a way, Shalom. And I said this morning in the Koilin Ramot, I stopped counting. I don't know which sefer this is, but I wrote more than 30 svarim, and every new sefer is like a new child in the family. I don't know anybody that has 35 children. I assume that when your 35th child is born, you're a bit tired. I can only guess. And you no longer have the energy to dance and to sing. You know, it's a bit tiresome. But your 35th Sefer is the same Simcha as the first one. And a Sefer is a Sefer, and every time a Sefer comes up, and you know that people wait for the Sefer, they're learning the Sefer. I cannot describe what that means to me. You know, we're looking for schusim in the world. And when you know that your Torah is learned by hundreds of people, by thousands of people, it's an amazing feeling and it's amazing schus. So, the previous ago that came out 22 years ago, and this is actually a Ponem Chodosh's Borakan. So it's like a new Sefer, entirely new. And so one of the discussions I wrote about Bariches is what the Achronim deal with. Ma bein zakir el-sipur. What are the fundamental differences between the mitzvah we have every day, morning and night, and the mitzvah we have once a year, in B'leil HaSeder? And I wrote a few fundamental differences. But I also wrote B'derech Moshel. And this is a Moshel, don't look for it in the Mishlei HaMagid Medubinim, because it's a modern Moshel. Most of the Mishalim we find in our Sforim are about kings and servants. You know, almost every Moshel is about a Melech Gadol and an Eved. But this is a modern Moshel. So you buy a new cell phone, and there's a feature, you know, a one-touch dial. You don't need to put in 10 numbers to dial, just one touch, and you could dial any number. But to put all your numbers into the memory, into the system, that's nerve-wracking. You need to sit down, and you know, this will take me 20 minutes. It's a waste of time. Take a cup of coffee, sit down. No, for the next 20 minutes, you're doing nothing else. You just gotta put in all your numbers into the system. But it's worth it, because at the end of the day, for the next 10 years, instead of every time needing to dial 10 numbers, you touch, it's a one touch, and you get all the numbers, all the people you need. So it is the same. Once a year, and that is B'leil HaSeder, take your time. Don't take a cup of coffee because you have Dalet Kosis, but take your time. Take a nap in the afternoon. Prepare this night, because it's a magnificent night and it deserves preparation and demands preparation. And this night, Kol Amar B'Lesaper Hareza Meshubach, Ad Shetach Tefen Hoshina. And if you do it properly all year round, there will be no need just for one touch. All year round, it'll be enough just Schira. All you need to say is, Zecheli Yetzias Mitzrayim, and everything will come up. Everything you put into your system should come up, and there will be no need every day for Kol Amarbe Areza Meshubach. Take your time, B'Leil HaSeder. Chassidim say, why is the Leil HaSeder called Seder? Because it is the Seder of all year. So you didn't have many magnificent days, but the most magnificent night they have is the Leil HaSeder. And this is Alaylo Ki Yoyim Yoyo. It's Alaylo Shekulo Yoyim. And once a year we say Halal by night. And the question is, it's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof, we don't say Halal by night. So it's only one year, once a year, Ashir Yelev, Chem Kalel Asal Ishchag. So there could be only two terutzim on this kasha. How come we say Halal by night? Either the Halal is different than any other Halal, or maybe the night is different than any other night. There could be no third teretz. There's only two ways to solve this problem. How come we say Halal B'Leil HaSeder? So the Ram brings in the Noman of Rav Haigo, and we don't say a brocha on Halal B'Leil HaSeder, because it's not Halal, it's Shiro. So maybe that is why we can't say Halal by night, but we could say Shir by night. But my second interpretation is, this night is not a night. This night is day, Leil Shemuri. Night usually indicates Golus. But this night was the end of Golus. This night is a night of Geula. This night is not a night of Midas Adin, it's a night of Midas Rachamim. And that is why this night is different than any other. And this is a Lailo Ki Yoim Yoyer, a Lailo Shekulo Yoyer. So, this is a very special night. And there's a night which we need to take advantage of. And to pass the message, Laman Tesaper Ba'ozne Bincho, Uven Vincho, Es Asher Zalati Bemetzlaves, Es Oisai, Asher Samti Ba'om. And I advise everyone, take your time, prepare for this night. So it is so calm, and you sit down in the Seder, and the father takes 10 agodas, and he starts, you know, blittling and looking here and looking there, looking for something, desperately, something to say. That's too late. You need to take a week before, 2 weeks before, prepare what is the message you want to convey to your kinderlach, to your grandchildren. Because this is so important. This is a night they will really remember. And it is a night that requires and justifies Chonan de Rabba. We are in a difficult time, and it's sort of still at war, and every day people are dying. And we believe in the Koyach HaTorah. So I never speak politics, and I never speak about current affairs and current issues. But as you probably hear, there's also some people that are she'enem tzoro, maybe one would say in Lamdei Torah. We could understand the feelings of people that don't understand why their kids are dying and others are not dying. But we know of the Koyach HaTorah and the Zchus HaTorah, and what Chazal say, Oim D'Yisrael Regleinu B'Machom HaBeZchus Yerushalayim She'Yizkim B'Torah. But that also demands from us to make more effort, as I've been saying for the past 6 months. If you're learning in Miss Medish and others are fighting out in the field, that means that you also are called upon to make a special effort. Learn more, learn better, daven more, daven better. So many shuls 6 months ago started saying Tilim every day in the morning, and to my dismay I hear that many have dropped that. And I think it's so wrong. So I was in Chutz Laaretz. Every shul I visited in Mexico and America says Tilim after every tefillah. But not every shul in Yerushalayim does, and Chaval. So I think we still need to keep up our efforts in Talmud Torah, in Chesed, in Tefillah, and in Masim Tovim to be Ma'ir Rachamei Shemayim. So this coming week is already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, B'Nisan Nigalo, B'Nisan Asim Ligo, Daven to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Habit Mishamayim Ure'ei, and you should see the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. And we should observe these days of Geula. Shakodesh Boch Yishlach Lanu Moshiach Tzedkeinu V'yiv Neronu Beis Mikdoshenu V'Sefrateinu V'Sham Noicha V'Mazbochim V'Menapsochim V'Meiro V'Yimeinu V'Meinu